Paugan. Descubre la eficacia de un método que te reta y te sorprende y con el que sí es posible mejorar tu inglés en poco tiempo. Llama al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupobaugan.com. Do you Baugan?
Este verano es el momento perfecto para que tu empresa se ponga a tono con el inglés. Los cursos semanales de 20 horas IMPACT en empresas son la respuesta. Pero escucha, ahora os lo ponemos más fácil. Nuestros profesores Baugan se trasladarán a vuestras instalaciones para que podáis realizar estos cursos intensivos en vuestras oficinas. Más información en el teléfono 91-133-5831. 91-133-5831.
En Baugan pensamos en todo. Por eso, y por petición popular, lanzamos nuestro libro Inglés para ligar y todo lo que viene después. Consíguelo ya en cualquiera de nuestras tiendas Baugan o en baugantienda.com.
Baugan Radio Madrid 100.4 FM.
Escucha, descubre, aprende. Esto es Baugan Radio.
Everybody, welcome back to the Drive Time Show. Kyle Miller here with your third half hour. It's 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock, which means we have time for, it is time, I should say, for an interactive section. That's right, let's begin this half hour with today's What's That Sound? What's That Sound? What's That Sound? That's right, What's That Sound, everybody? It is time to play What's That Sound. We're going to try to guess the sound that Tino plays. Now, if you want to participate, you can write in. Tino, how can they find me on Twitter?
Tuiteanos, @EMQLMR. O sea, I'm Kyle Miller.
EMQLMR. I'm Kyle Miller. It's true. Okay, so you can write in and tell me what the sound is. Let's hear that sound. Oh, I think I know this one. But it's not recent. No, it's not a nuevo, eh? This is a few years ago. Okay, well, tell me what it is. Describe the sound. Let's get creative here, right? Tell me what the sound is, and we'll talk about it a little bit later on, towards the end, around the end of today's Drive Time Show. All right? Okay, but let's push forward, and why don't we take a look at history? Let's go back a few years, and we'll talk about today. It's the middle of June, everybody, the 15th of June. Let's explore today in history.
Today in history.
Everybody, today in 1986, Richard Petty made his 1,000th start. Now, I don't know how famous Richard Petty is in Spain. Richard Petty, he's a race car driver, but a NASCAR. So in Spain, people know Formula One and Formula Uno. But in the United States, at least in the southern half of the United States, NASCAR is one of the most popular sports. It is hugely popular. And one of the legends of NASCAR is the great Richard Petty, and he made his 1,000th start of his the NASCAR career at the Miller American 400 in Brooklyn, Michigan, and he became the first driver in NASCAR history to start 1,000 races. And he basically grew up, Richard Petty, he basically grew up on a NASCAR circuit, right? On a track. His father was a Hall of Fame race driver named Lee Petty, one of stock car racing's pioneers, and the three-time winner of the Grand National Championship in the 50s. At the age of 12, Richard became his father's new crew chief, but he wasn't allowed to drive until 1958 when he turned 21. He and his father both raced in the inaugural Daytona 500 race the following year, and the father won the event while Richard's engine blew up, or it failed after 8 laps. But by the late 1960s, Richard Petty had become a dominant figure in stock car racing. He won his first Daytona 500 in 1964, 2 years after his father was knocked out of racing after a terrible accident. In 1967, Richard Petty won 27 of the 48 races he started, including a record 10 straight victories, and he finished on top of 5 of 11 others to capture the Grand National title for a second time. Now, we say stock car, but stock, to come from the stock, really, it originally means like a factory-made car. So the idea of a stock car comes from people who want to have cars that look normal, but they perform abnormally, right? They look like like they could be a normal car, but they're souped up. There's a good phrasal verb. So it came from people who basically didn't want to have trouble with the police. So they would have they would buy, you know, standard-looking cars, normal-looking, and then under the engine, they would do all kinds of elaborate things to make them, to prepare them to race, right? So it was known as stock car, but now, of course, they're covered in logos and sponsors and all this stuff, and it's still a very big sport, very popular sport in the United States. So it was June 15th, 1986, at the Michigan International Speedway, and Bill Elliott beat Harry Grant to win, but it went down in history as Richard Petty's 1,000th race, right? And he was known as the king of the sport, the very popular sport, and he retired a few years later in 1992, having racked up, right, having accumulated a dominant list of records, including first in all-time wins. He won 200 races started. He ended up finishing with 1,184 starts. Top five finishes, 555 top five finishes, top 10 finishes, laps completed, laps led, races led, all this stuff, all kinds of records. And he became one of the all-time greats, and one of the maybe the most recognized name of all time in NASCAR racing, the great Richard Petty. There you go. Now, also on this day, in 1996, we have the death, sadly, of the First Lady of Song, the great Ella Fitzgerald. Now, she was an American jazz vocalist who interpreted a lot of the great American songbook. She passed away, like I said, on this day in 1996. She had a troubled childhood, niñez, troubled, right, with problems. And she turned to singing and made her debut at the Apollo Theater in 1934. And she was discovered in an amateur contest, but went on to become the top female jazz singer for over 6 decades. A tremendous talent. And in 1958, Ella Fitzgerald made history as the first African-American woman to win a Grammy Award due to, of course, her vocal quality, her intonation, and a broad range. She would go on to win 13 Grammys, Wow. 13 Grammys. And sell more than 40 million albums. Ella Fitzgerald would die, yes, like I said, on this day in 1996 at the age of 79. Ella Fitzgerald. All right. Why don't we go ahead now and explore. Let's take a look at your responses to the sound of sonido. The Twitter translation. Let's see here. ¿Cómo se dice en inglés el que yo quería era el azul? Oh, boy. El que yo quería era el azul. Okay, let's see here. The one I wanted was the blue one. Era el azul. El que yo quería era el azul. The one I wanted was the blue one. And that's correct. The one, el que quería. The one I wanted was the blue one. Melania says, the one I wanted was the blue one. And so this is good. Now the question, think of the interrogative exercise. We do the interrogative challenge every day. Think of that challenge, and if I were to convert this to that challenge, like I said, I wanted the blue one. The question would be, which one do you want? Which one do you want? So which and one, these are words that often go together. It's good to know this. I want the blue one. Which one do you want? Right? El azul, the blue one. We can't simply say the blue. Which is why, like, if you say, ayer hablé con el chino. We can't say with the Chinese. No, what? The Chinese what? The Chinese man, right? Because blue, same blue, el azul. The blue what? The blue ball, the blue pen, the blue book. The blue, oh, el azul, quite simply, the blue one. So when we want to, we use the word one when we want to use an adjective, but we don't have any other noun that we can be describing, so we use the word one. So in this case, we need the word one. Adelmadi says, I think the one I wanted was the blue one. Okay. Yeah, the one I wanted was the blue one, says Angel as well. The one I wanted was the blue one. Very good. The blue one was the one I wanted. I'm sick and tired of this scorching weather. Regards, Kyle, says Juan Antonio. Yes, I agree. I'm in the best place of the day today. Is the best place I can be in right now is right here with the air conditioning. In fact, I have the air conditioning cranked up. I have it on full blast. In fact, I have to turn the temperature, believe it or not, I have to turn the temperature back up a little bit because I have it set for 22 degrees in here. 22 grados. Yeah. Oh, it's nice. It's fresh. It's like a Canadian, not quite a Canadian winter, but it's like a Canadian fall in here.
Yeah, my old thought.
Exactly, because then I go outside and it's roasting again. I think it's almost 40 degrees today, Tino. It's about 38, 39 degrees. Unbelievable. Joaquin says, the one I wanted was the blue one. Hi, Kyle, the one I wanted was the blue one. Well, was blue, says Jose, but yeah, the blue one. Eduardo said, I made a point of the blue. Well, el que quería, the one I wanted was the blue one. Very good. Very good. I want to thank everybody for participating. A lot of people writing in. Very good. So I thank you very much for your participation with that challenge. Why don't we take a really quick break, everybody? How about that? A quick break, but I'll be right back.
Con Let's Cook te va a quedar un inglés rico, rico. Ya tienes Let's Cook en cualquiera de nuestras tiendas Vaughan o en vaughantienda.com. Consíguelo antes de que se enfríe.
¿Quieres ganar confianza con el inglés y mejorar tu comprensión auditiva? Vaughan Town es un programa de inmersión lingüística en inglés diseñado para avanzar radicalmente en solo 6 días. En Vaughan Town convivirás con voluntarios nativos angloparlantes durante todo el día. Es una dosis concentrada de una estancia en el extranjero. Este programa es ideal para personas que llevan un tiempo estudiando inglés y necesitan practicarlo de verdad, y para aquellos que buscan resultados sustantivos e inmediatos en poco tiempo. En solo 6 días duplicarás de forma asombrosa tu comprensión auditiva de distintas variedades del inglés y tus habilidades para comunicarte en inglés. Ganarás confianza con el idioma y perderás la vergüenza a hablar en inglés. Ven a Vaughan Town y vive una experiencia de 6 días equivalente a 500 horas de clase.
En Vaughan pensamos en todo. Por eso, y por petición popular, lanzamos nuestro libro Inglés para ligar y todo lo que viene después. Consíguelo ya en cualquiera de nuestras tiendas Vaughan o en vaughantienda.com.
Hello, I'm your Vaughan telephone class teacher. How are you doing?
¿Quieres que un profesor Vaughan llame a tus trabajadores? Con horarios flexibles y la posibilidad de cancelar o reservar cualquier sesión dentro de la misma semana. Elige el tema de conversación que tú quieras. Una conversación telefónica con un angloparlante con el ingrediente clave del método Vaughan para empresas. Consulta condiciones en el 91-133-5831. 91-133-5831.
Are you ready to start the class?
We're back, everybody, just like that. And my gosh, I'm looking at my Twitter today, and Twitter this afternoon, Twitter changed. Twitter has been upgraded, and I'm going to have to learn some of this new thing. Next to the like button to like a tweet, next to some tweets, there are two hearts. I don't know what it means. I don't know why some of them have two hearts and some have one. Who knows? Interesting. Anyway, a lot of people are writing in. People are participating in the show. In a couple of minutes, we'll take a look at the responses to the sound. But why don't we go ahead now? Let's push forward just a little bit. And I want to talk about a little grammar point today. A little grammar point. A little moment today. Just a little moment. Un momento, eh? Momentazo. Because it's something that came up with a student of mine recently. The odds. I was thinking about the word. Also, by the way, a Canadian band. Very good Canadian band called The Odds. Good band. But the odds can mean the probability. What are the odds? You know, I don't buy lottery tickets because the odds of winning are very small. The odds of winning are very low, I could say. The odds are low. The odds are very small. They aren't very high. You know, the probability, like the odds of winning the Christmas lottery are higher than the odds of winning the Euro Millions. Euro Millions is like getting struck by lightning, you know, twice in a day. It's so improbable that you're going to win. But with the Spanish Christmas lottery, you know, you can win 20 euros, right? You could win a couple hundred, or you could win El Gordo, the fat one. No, the jackpot, we say, the jackpot. You could win the jackpot, and winning the jackpot even is much, much more likely than winning the Euro Millions jackpot, because that one is so improbable. But the odds, what are the odds? Now, odd, the word odd also means raro as an adjective. Qué raro. He's how odd. He's a very odd person, meaning abnormal or strange. Odd is also impar. So to be an odd number, like 1, 3, 6, and 9. 1, 3, 7, and 9. 1, 3, 5, 7, 9. Yeah, odd numbers. And even, of course, opposite to that, we have even numbers, 2, 4, 6, 8. Even numbers. And even can also mean incluso or aún. Well, no, incluso, I should say, even. evenly. So everybody was at the party. Even my mother was at the party, right? Incluso mi madre. Everybody got sick. Everybody on the boat got sick. Even the captain got sick. Everybody fell asleep during the speech. Even the president fell asleep during the speech. Incluso. Even. And then the opposite of that, we have ni siquiera. Nobody enjoyed the speech. Not even the president. Nobody went to the party. Not even my brother went to the party. Ni siquiera. Right? So even and not even. And then even with numbers, números pares, even numbers and odd numbers. And then we have the expression to be at odds with someone. To be at odds with someone means to be in a state of disagreement. I got into an argument with him and I was at odds with him for 3 weeks. You know? And then we finally made up, to make up, to recuperate a relationship, to hacer las paces, no? Hacer las paces, to make up with someone, to make up with a friend. You know, it's not good to hold a grudge. Oh, a lot of vocabulary. A lot of vocabulary here, folks. To hold a grudge, which is mantener, to hold, in the sense of maintaining, keeping, a state of disagreement with someone. Some negative feelings. You know, like I've been in arguments with my brother, but we never hold a grudge. Right? We don't let it affect us long term. We always get over it and we move on. Okay? Speaking of moving on, why don't we push forward and have a look at today's pronunciation? What did you say?
I speak Spanish.
I speak Spanish.
I speak Spanish.
No, I speak Spanish.
I speak Spanish.
Very good.
Pronunciation.
Pronunciation, everybody. Today we're practicing who is the. ¿Quién es el jefe? Who's the boss? ¿Quién es el responsable? Who's the person in charge? Or who's in charge? Or who's the person in charge here? ¿Quién es el hombre que está hablando con el policía? Who's the man talking to the police officer? Hey, who is that? ¿Quién es? Oye, who's that? Who's the man talking to the police officer? ¿Quién es la mujer con el vestido azul? Who's the woman in the blue dress? Who's the woman in the blue dress? Who's the boss's secretary with? ¿Con quién está la secretaria del jefe? Who's the boss's secretary with? Who is the? ¿A quién está dedicada la canción? Who's the song dedicated to? Who's the song dedicated to? ¿A quién está dirigido el curso? Who's the course aimed at? Who's the course aimed at? For something to be aimed, that's a good aim. Like a gun, you aim a gun. Right? Point a gun or aim a gun. But to aim a course at someone, at a certain público, as you say, to direct it towards a certain audience to aim at. Okay, everybody, it's time for our paragraph. Let's have a look at our paragraph of the day.
Paragraph of the day.
Oh, just like that, it's time for the paragraph of the day. We're winding down, right? We're approaching the end of the show. We only have 5 more minutes, everybody. 5 more minutes of the show, but we'll have a look at our paragraph of the day. It goes like this. I don't know if this is true or not. A recent survey found that women prefer men without facial hair. Oh, no, Tino. Muy mal. That women prefer men without facial hair. Only 3% of women like men with beards. 3%? Hombre, I don't believe this study.
By God, that sounds made up to me.
Exactly, exactly. Only 3% of women like men with beards, and only 8% like mustaches. As for the fashion in recent years with men who leave 1 or 2 days of beard growth, only 2% of the women surveyed found that fashion to their liking. So men, you know what you have to do. Shave every day. I don't know if I agree with this. It says a recent survey found that women prefer men without facial hair. Un estudio reciente, a survey found that women prefer men without facial hair. Sin vello facial. Yeah. All right, it says only 3% of women like men with beards. Tino and I both have beards right now. And so this is bad news for us, Tino.
Madre mía.
Claro. Muy mal. Very bad news. As for the... It says only 8% like mustaches. Well... Y a los hombres con barba y solo el 8% con bigote. Solo entre el 3% las mujeres prefieren a los hombres con barba y solo el 8% con bigote. Bueno, I don't know. As for the fashion in recent years in which men leave 1 or 2 days of beard growth, only 2% of the women surveyed found that fashion to their liking. So, men, you know what you have to do. Shave every day. Claro. Afeitar todos los días. Cada día. Apparently, that's what we have to do. Anyway, all right, let's take a look at the responses to our sound, everybody. Can we hear the sound one more time, Tino? Ooh. Here's a good one. Manolo. Oh, bonus points, Manolo. The old alarm clock that Kyle bought in Soria last century is still working. Nice. Bonus points, Manolo. I like that one. It sounds like an old watch mechanism, says Jaime. An old watch mechanism. Okay. Valentino says, Kyle, this is Kyle back in the 1930s in Canada trying to break the knob of the radio on Vaughn Radio. I like it. Sounds like a metronome, says Maria Angeles. Very good. Good one. And let's see here. We've got Angel says the metronome is going over 100 beats per minute, BPM. If everyone keeps that tempo, the orchestra will play in perfect harmony. Good. Metronome, yeah. But in fact, that's a good answer. But it was... It was the turn signal on a car. Intermitente. Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh man. He had me fooled. He tricked me. Right? But it was the turn signal on the car. Okay. Today, on the Vaughn Radio app, unemployment fell 2% from 8%. You guys did really well on this, from 8 to 6. So fell 2% from it. They're starting at 8% to 6%. From and to is the response. And we had 90%. Congratulations. My God, I thought this was going to be very difficult. You did a great job on this. Give yourself a pat on the back, everybody. So 2%. It fell 2% from 8% to 6%. That was the question on the Vaughn Radio app. And 90.8%. If you got it right, over 300 responses. Congratulations. I'm very proud of you guys today. Good job. We're out of time, everybody. Remember, send me a tweet. I love summer. Tell me why. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.